أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to enter the month of Sha'ban. This is the month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred a great deal of ni'mah, blessing. And it is the month that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has chosen for himself. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Sha'ban is a blessed month, and it is my month. And those who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate it and they know its value. In this month, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the provisions of the mu'min, the believers, in preparation for the holy month of Ramadan. And in this month, Jannah, Paradise is decorated. Again, according to many Islamic scholars, this month is named so because the provisions, the wealth, what the Muslim, rather the mu'min in this case, is in need of, is tatasha'ab, is directed, dispersed by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month of amal, action. So I remind you, as I remind myself, that the good deeds in this month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, may be increased by up to 70 times their value. And that in this month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks the faults of His servants. And in this month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to those in His company about His servants that exert themselves for His pleasure. So thus again I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Sha'ban is my month, and may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon those who help me in this month, meaning that they fast along with him. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, to be aware of what time it is, where we are, and how best to observe this blessed occasion in these 30 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of Sha'ban. And Allah knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to our topic. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book,
Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaki fa'amma man utiya kitabahu biyaminih فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يدعو ثبورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا
صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, Ya ayyuhal insan, O mankind, surely you are returning to your Lord with your deeds and actions, good or bad, a sure returning, and you will meet your deeds, the results of what you've done. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ And those, or rather, then those who will be given his record in his right hand, he surely will receive an easy reckoning, and he will return to his family joyful. But whoever is given his book behind his back, وَرَاءَ ذَهْرِهِ He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will call for his destruction. And that one shall be made to enter a blazing fire and made to taste its burning. Surely, he was among his people joyful. Surely he thought that he would never come back to us. Yes, surely his Lord has been ever watchful of him. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say, Iqra, read your book. You yourself are enough to determine your own outcome. Meaning that no one will have to tell you what you deserve. You'll be enough, reading your book will be enough to tell you where you're about to go. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And as for the one who receives his record, his book in his right hand, he will say, take my record, read it. Surely I believed that I would meet this accounting. So he shall be in a life well pleased, well pleasing, in a lofty paradise, the fruits and bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. Eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent before you in days gone by. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And again, we are reminded about those who will receive their book in their left hand. But as for him who receives his record, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشَمَالِهِ. And as بِشَمَالِهِ. And as for the one who receives his book in his left hand, he will say, I wish that I had not been given my record, and that I had never known how my account is. I wish, would that death had been the end of me. My wealth has not availed me. My power and arguments have left me. And it will be said, seize and bind him, and then throw him into the blazing fire, and then fasten him with a chain the length of which is 70 cubits. Surely he did not believe in Allah the Most Great, and he did not encourage the feeding of the miskin. No friend does he have here today, nor any food except filth from the washing of wounds. Nor will he eat except of what, or rather, this is nothing but what those who are the sinners, the rebellers, this food is only for them. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to receive our books in our right hand. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, who wrote these books? Where are they stored? What kind of pens are used to write them? Where do they get their ink from? And how is the ink replenished? And what are these words written upon? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم. Nay, truly the record of deeds of the fujar, those who are given to sin and wickedness, is protected in Sijjin. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا Sijjin. And what will explain to you what Sijjin is? A record inscribed. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي
عليم وما أدراك ما عليم كتاب مرقوم.
And surely the record of the Al-Abrar, the pious, is preserved in Al-Iliyin. And what will describe to you what Al-Iliyun is, or whether Iliyun is, what is it? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, a register inscribed. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it clear. وَكُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Everything is preserved in a book, recorded. You may be shocked and surprised about this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks the truth. And He warns us, and He reminds us, and the book will be placed in the right hand of the believer and the left hand of the disbeliever. And you will see the mujrimun, the criminals, the sinners, the rebellers, fearful of what is recorded therein. And they will say, woe unto us. What sort of book is this that leaves neither a small thing nor a big thing, but it is recorded with numbers? And they will find all that they did placed before them, and your Lord does not deal with anyone unjustly. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. And not a word does he or she of the human being utter, speak, mention, but that there is a watcher there to record it. Again, who's watching and recording? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets us know clearly that these are two angels that are appointed for every human being. They are there to write whatever he thinks, whatever he intends, whatever he says to himself or says to others, and whatever action that he does. All of it is recorded. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. And if you conceal what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah will recompense you for it. Again, according to Imam As-Sadiq, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, there is no one that exists that does not have two angels ready, waiting to write what he says. And they are assisted by two other angels according to the good deeds or by the measure of the evil that the person does. And they measure the actions and drop from those deeds which are insignificant. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Surely we are His servants. And truly those who fear Him are among the wise. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again He reminds us, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Surely, without doubt, you deny Ad-Din, as we say, Yawmuddin, the day of accounting, the day of tallying up the debt that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But surely, over you are hafizeen, kiraman katibin. They know everything that you do. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. حافظين كراما كاتبين. What is these words? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what do we call someone who is blessed to have memorized the Quran? حافظ. Meaning that they are keeping it safe. A guardian, a protector in a way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they are hafizeen. Kiraman katibin. Honorable katibin. Scribes, writing. They have more than just the mission here. As is proven by the first word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to scribe. It's a dual mission. They are to protect or preserve what you do and protect you. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them other instructions. Kitaban, kiraman katibin, honorably writing down what you do. Their security of all human beings and at all times. Meaning that whether they are Muslim or Kafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned them angels. Hafidhin kiraman katibin. They are not to be outstripped, and you won't find them sleeping on the job. They don't eat. They don't sleep. They don't need a break. They don't change shifts. And they don't miss anything. And the only VIP that they allow access to you is the angel of death. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, That is, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says in His book, assigns a qareen to you, then that's different. Someone who is an intimate companion from the shayateen to help you in your evil deeds. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. We seek refuge with Allah from that. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, just so you know, these are not fairy tales. This is not fiction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it clear that if you claim to be a Muslim, this is a requirement amongst your belief system. As He mentions in His book, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلُّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger, believes in what Allah has sent down, what has been sent down to him from his Lord. As do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers. And they say, we do not make a distinction between one and another messenger. And they say, سَمِعْنَا, we hear, وَعَطَعْنَا, and obey. غُفْرَانَكَ, forgive us our Lord, for unto you is the return. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it crystal clear. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who believe. Aminu billah. Believe in Allah. Wa rasulih. And His messenger. Wa kitabih. And the books that He sent down. The book rather. Al-kitab. And the book. And that which He sent down to His messenger, and the scripture that He sent down before Him. The scripture is in plural. And whoever disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, then indeed he has strayed far away. فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's clear. We have to believe بِالْغَيْبِ in what we cannot see. And that this is part of our life here. And that these angels, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, are the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. And nobody knows the army of Allah except Him. They are created from light, and they never stirred in a womb. Without stint, they praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him. They do not need food or sex or water. They survive on their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are always angels in the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forever in qiyam, standing, ruku', bending, sujood, making prostration. And they will do so until the day of judgment. What is it that sustains them? Tasbihullah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that they drink? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, may Allah be pleased with him, he was asked, why are these angels named kiraman katibin when in fact they are writing in support of us and against us? He replied, Wallah, by the one who knows the secrets and all that is hidden, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have appointed these angels as a witness against His creation. Because this will make His servants more obedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make them aware of the results of disobedience. And thus when the conscious human being comes to commit a sin, he says to himself, I do not want to do this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and the angels will be witnesses against me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Abdullah bin Salam, may Allah have mercy upon him, radiyallahu an, he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about these two angels. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, with every human being there are two angels, one on his right, one on his left. The one on the right, he writes the good deeds. The one on the left, he writes the evil deeds. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he replied, you are right, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But please tell me exactly where these two angels sit with respect to the human being. What kind of pens and ink do they use? What kind of ledger or tablet is available to them? And how do they replace the ink once it runs out? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O bin Salam radiallahu anhu, they are perched upon your shoulders. They are writing with the tongue of the human being. His mouth is the inkwell, and his saliva is the ink. And the tablet that they write upon is his heart, and they will continue to do so until his death. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are four types of people. Should they possess one of these types of actions, they will not face destruction in the hellfire. Those who intend to do good deeds, for the one who makes that intention and fulfills it, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the reward of that single good deed times 10. And for the one who made the intention but did not fulfill it, he will still gain the reward of that single good deed as if he had done it. The other two are those who intend to do bad deeds. As for the one who made such an intention but does not act upon it, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the reward of one single good deed. And as for the one who fulfills his intention to do a bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow a delay of the recording of the bad deed for 7 hours. So when the bad deed is fulfilled, the angel who writes the good deeds will say to the angel who writes the bad deeds, please, don't be in a hurry to record it. Perhaps he will do a good deed to blot it out. For Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Surely, the good deed, the good actions, blot out the evil actions. Or, we're continuing the hadith, he may ask for forgiveness by saying, أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الحكيم الغفور الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. I seek Allah's forgiveness from the one, rather, whom there is no God except Him, knower of the unseen and the seen, the Almighty, the Wise, the Forgiving, the Most Merciful, the Lord of Glory and Honor, and I turn to Him in repentance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued, saying, should he ask for forgiveness in this manner, the bad deed will not be recorded. However, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if 7 hours go by and he did not follow his bad deed with a good one, nor did he repent for what he had done, the angel who writes the good deeds will say to his companion who writes the bad deeds, write that sin on that sad fool. And thus, the angel will record his bad deed. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, to start your day with good deeds and end your day with good deeds. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed him to come with al-bushra, the good news. And amongst the best of this news is the hadith in which he said that there are no two angels among the honorable scribes that take a book of deeds to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that book at the beginning of which is good and the end of it is good, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon receiving it says to them, bear witness that I forgive my slave whatever is between the beginning that is good and the end that is good. Allahu Akbar. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. As for the one who fears, obeys, وَصَدَّقَى, and gives in support of الْحُسْنَى, all that which calls to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distinguished as being good, those who do so, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, their path to the paradise will be made easy. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, if you missed the opportunity today to start your day with al-husna, with the good, if you missed the opportunity to start your day and the writing of, in your book, of a good deed, there is no better time than the present. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, in this month, at this hour, has afforded you an opportunity. He has given you the concern to be in the masjid on Friday. How many of your Muslim brothers and sisters don't care? He has given you the opportunity to be sane and in the masjid, in wudu. How many of your Muslim brothers and sisters have not been given this ni'mah? He has given you the opportunity to listen and be reminded of his words, of the hadith of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be cognizant of what you are hearing. How many of your Muslim brothers and sisters have not been given this opportunity? So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, your angels are ready to write. Which one will start first? Will it be the one who writes your good deeds and says, yes, he has the intent to do good and support the husna? He has heard the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his heart has spoken and ready to commit. Or will it be the one on the left? Will his companion say, wait, give him 7 hours. Maybe by the time he gets home, he might do a good deed. Maybe he may donate online. Maybe he may do something else, or maybe he might try to download from the website that dua to ask for forgiveness. But may Allah save us all from our angels telling the one who writes our bad deed to write a bad deed upon us because we are a sad fool. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have a great opportunity. We have the best of ways and we have the best of prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to creation. Let us show our good manners, let us show our appreciation, and let us be amongst those, inshallah ta'ala, that invest our time in this dunya wisely and fill our books with good actions, inshallah ta'ala. And let us be amongst those counted that when we are reminded about the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are neither hesitant nor stingy. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, directly after the khutbah, we have a very important announcement to make. We ask, inshallah ta'ala, that if you consider yourself a supporter of this masjid, to kindly give us a few moments of your time, inshallah ta'ala. We will be extremely brief, bi'idhnillah. Please, inshallah ta'ala, grant us these few moments, inshallah, for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قولوا قولي هذا وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.